Welcome, everyone, to Outsmart Self-Sabotage. I am so delighted that you've chosen to spend this time with me this evening. Today is January 11th, triple one, and I am so excited about that because it is the energy for new beginnings. And so I hope that you can open your mind and allow that what you learn here today be a powerful new beginning for you. Imagine for a moment your life without self-sabotage. How do you suppose your life would be different if you didn't procrastinate? Would you experience less stress? Would you have greater peace of mind? Just think about how much pressure builds up when you know you have tasks or projects that must be done, but you just can't seem to make yourself do that. I know how that feels. Now, imagine how different your life would be if you knew, all capital letters, knew, from the deepest depth of your soul, absolutely knew, when you decided to do something, whether it was live a healthier lifestyle, lose weight, allow yourself to say no, write a book, start making art that you've always wanted to create, or even start a business. Whatever it may be, what if you knew that you absolutely would achieve it? That you knew that you would, no matter what, follow through. What this truly is trust. And that is what self-sabotage erodes away for you. It erodes the trust we have in ourselves. And when we trust ourselves, our confidence skyrockets. And when our confidence skyrockets, the world simply opens up for us. For those of you who don't know me, I am Michelle Lee, and I have built two successful businesses helping women and even a few smart men authentically create fulfilling, prosperous, and successful lives by busting through their limiting stories and shattering their unconscious patterns, including self-sabotage. My businesses have been built over the past 14 years from referrals from highly satisfied clients. I'm in the process of finishing my book about the hidden stories in our culture that inform us every day of who we are and who we can be, and how we can break free from those stories. I've also written and facilitated numerous workshops, including Self-Love, How to Get There from Here, Mind Magic, Unleashing the Power of Your Subconscious, Allowing Ascension, and Hypnotic Journeys, including Fall in Love with Yourself, First Thoughts, and Amplify Your Intuition. I am a certified hypnotherapist for 14 years, an emotional freedom technique practitioner, and an intuitive. Now, I imagine that if you're on this call, you must be someone that finds yourself spinning your wheel. Maybe you just can't seem to stop procrastinating. Maybe you've even come to know yourself as a procrastinator. I talk to women every day at different events who talk about how they just can't seem to master procrastination. They just can't seem to get going. Once they get going, it's good, but that getting going point seems to be the most difficult. And, you know, when we procrastinate, it ends up costing us money and late fees. It ends up making a whole bucket load of work for ourselves. And when we finally get around to doing what we have to do, it takes more time than what it should have if we would have stayed on top of it. Or maybe you self-medicate by shopping, eating, drinking, or saying yes. Perhaps you're a people pleaser, which is just as much self-sabotage as procrastination or overeating or overdrinking or shopping. And probably if you're on this call, you know exactly what you're doing when you're doing it, but you just can't seem to stop. You probably feel out of control and even powerless. Then, once the experience is all over, once you've procrastinated one more day, once you've eaten the meal you didn't want to eat, you're filled with shame, guilt, fear, and often self-loathing, beating yourself up over it. You'll probably go a long time before making a commitment to yourself again, because you're beginning to believe that you just can't finish what you start, that this is a habit that just can't be broken, and it just seems harder for you than it is for others. I get it. I've been there. I've waited until the last minute, 2 days before my taxes were due, to do them. And I spent 2 solid days in a panic trying to find everything I need and get everything done on time. I've spent much of my life trying to make everyone happy and worrying about how my actions and my decisions are going to make everybody else feel at the cost of my own happiness. And I'm happy to say that today that is far less of an issue than it ever has been before. And it's important to know that when we up our game, when we choose a new experience, when we decide we want to make more money, when we decide we want to play bigger, that procrastination is going to rear its ugly head. But today you're going to get the tools. You're going to get the tools so you immediately recognize it and you know what it means and you know how to handle it so you can stop that cycle. Because probably you're in a cycle that when you self-sabotage, you're afraid you're going to self-sabotage, then you do self-sabotage, and then you beat yourself up, and that leads to more self-sabotage and more broken trust. I recently read that out of 10 people who try to make permanent changes in their lives, one will succeed. 1 out of 10. And I find that so, and when we open up into a new year, new beginnings, I love new beginnings. I love new years. And I just hear so many people saying, I don't even set New Year's resolutions anymore because I don't ever keep them. And there's a reason for that. And that's what we're going to discuss today and how you can overcome that. So tonight we're going to talk about what self-sabotage is and what it is not. We will discuss the myths and how the mind tricks you. And I will give you a step-by-step process to help you stop falling for those mind tricks. So I hope you have a notebook and a pen to write with and take some notes, because you're going to get the step-by-step process tonight. And I will also share with you how you can continue this process at a deeper and more profound transformative level. So settle in, take in a deep, long, slow breath, and allow yourself to be fully present for this program. Be open and aware, and allow the energy of the triple ones of the day to create a new beginning for you. So, what self-sabotage is not? It is not a lack of willpower. This is what I hear most often from people when I discuss with them what's going on in their lives, what isn't working, and they always think they sabotage themselves because they don't have the willpower. They're just not strong enough. Now, the reason why self-sabotage is not a willpower issue is because will is of the conscious mind. And self-sabotage is an action of the subconscious mind. So, and you will learn more about that later in the call, but just know the self-sabotage has nothing to do with your willpower. Now, a second myth that shows up often in the work I do is that people think that self-sabotage has to do with their self-worth. They believe that they must not feel worthy of the success they seek. They believe that they must not feel worthy of the life they're trying to create or the end result. And sometimes, in a very rare instances, this may be true. But most of the time, it's not. So, and I will go into that in just a moment. So write that down, that self-sabotage has nothing to do with self-worth. Now, the reason why both of these myths are myths is because your subconscious mind is programmed to sabotage you. So your subconscious mind is the part of your mind that you actually dream from. It's the part of your mind that we form habits in. It is also the part of your mind that runs your habits. It keeps you breathing, it beats your heart, it blinks your eyes. But it also has your instant habits. If you've ever had the time when you say something just off the cuff, you just automatically respond. Somebody says something and it just makes you so angry instantly. That's your subconscious mind. That's an unconscious trigger, emotional trigger within the subconscious. The subconscious is just below consciousness. So when you have a subconscious belief, you don't know what that belief is because it's subconscious. You're not conscious of it. So your subconscious mind is actually programmed to sabotage any changes that you desire to make because it is programmed to protect you. So anytime you start, say you set a New Year's resolution to lose weight or have a healthier lifestyle or write a book or, you know, even to start meditating every day, and you go off and you have a couple of good days or you might have even a couple of good weeks, and then something happens and it breaks your momentum. That is your subconscious mind. It has nothing to do with willpower. It is exactly what your mind is programmed to do because it wants to protect you. It wants to keep you safe. And its idea of safety is very skewed. The subconscious mind believes that you are safe when things are familiar. And there is nothing familiar about change. If you want to start a business and you want to write a book or you want to start an exercise program, your subconscious mind sees that as change. And it wants to keep you in the familiar. No matter how strongly your conscious mind wants what you want, your subconscious mind will kick and scream and fight to keep you the same. Your subconscious mind hates change. That's important to know. It simply hates change. It hates the unfamiliar. You know, if you do something new, suppose you're going to go to a meeting that you've never been to, but you know a friend has gone before, you might call that friend and ask that friend what to expect. Because it's frightening to go into a place and go into an event that you've never been to before. You might not know anybody. In fact, that's why we don't like to go, many people don't like to go to places by themselves, especially if they don't know anybody, because they want somebody there that's familiar. It's comforting. So when you begin to make changes, your subconscious mind begins kicking and screaming and throwing fits, just like you would imagine a two-year-old would do, because your subconscious mind is essentially a two-year-old. And when you go to change something, it's going to start kicking and screaming and telling you all the reasons why you want that Krispy Kreme donut, or why you don't have time to take on that project, or why you shouldn't tell your sister-in-law that you can't help her to move her office this week. It comes up with all the reasons. When you want to stop people-pleasing and you just want to say no, suddenly your mind is flooded with all the reasons why you shouldn't say no. And the next thing you know, you're uncomfortable. You might start having anxiety. You might be sweating. You might be thinking about a good reason, whether it's true or not true, why you can say no. And it becomes so uncomfortable, you just say yes, and then you beat yourself up for it later. Or it becomes so, the cravings for the food that you're giving up, if you're addicted to sugar, or you're trying to give up soda or Starbucks, you know, the moment we let that go, then suddenly we're thinking about all the reasons we should have one. And you're no longer motivated or inspired the way you once were with the envisioned end results that you began this whole effort with. Now, the physical cravings become too much. The emotional turmoil becomes too much. And you can't even remember why you wanted to make this change. You can't even remember that you wanted to write that book. You can't even remember why it's so important to begin that painting project or creating your own art or starting that business. Now, the reason why that self-sabotage is a part of us is that there is a part of us within our subconscious or maybe even our conscious mind that believes that reaching our goal will actually bring us more pain than the pain we're already experiencing. I know that sounds kind of crazy, but it's how your subconscious mind works. Suppose that you want to lose weight. You hate the way you feel in your body. You don't have the energy. You can't walk the way you want to. You don't like the way you look, and you're really sick and tired of it already. And you begin your journey of a healthier lifestyle, eating better, moving more, and you're doing great. And all of a sudden, you're invited to a dinner out, and your cravings kick in. This is what happens. And suddenly, all you can think about is the mashed potatoes and gravy. And your subconscious mind, the two-year-old that it is, remember, it's the two-year-old, it kicks in. And it starts telling you to come on, it's just a little bit of mashed potatoes and gravy. And you know, it's especially cold outside today, and those look so delicious, and you hardly ever have mashed potatoes and gravy. And before you know it, you're hearing your own mind telling yourself, besides, you deserve it. You worked so hard all week, and it's just one little scoop. And you begin to imagine just how lovely, how warm and tasty those mashed potatoes and gravy are going to taste. And before you know it, you've got it on your plate. And then you decide, well, mashed potatoes and gravy isn't the same without a little roast beef and maybe a little creamed carrots. And you go ahead and you eat it. And then once it's all done, you're filled with regret and shame. This is how the subconscious mind works. It is how it kicks in to keep you where you are. Because somewhere in your unconscious mind, there is a greater pain. Part of it, but never is it all of it. Part of it may be just the sense of being deprived, of losing out on the joy of eating those foods that make you feel so good, even temporarily. But that's not all of it, because cravings can go. I've seen people release their cravings and yet still reach for what it is that's going to keep them from reaching their goal. There's a few years ago, I had a client, a weight loss client, and this was pretty much her experience for more than a decade. She had tried diet after diet, and she just couldn't seem to stick to anything long enough to make a difference. And by the time she came to me, like a lot of my clients, they are at their wit's end. Not knowing what to do, losing hope, feeling like that their self-worth has been diminished, their self-trust has been diminished, and feeling like they're just weak and powerless with no willpower at all. But as we worked together, through my line of questioning, we discovered that the fear of achieving her goal, all right, remember I said the fear of achieving your goal, the pain of achieving that goal, it must be greater than the pain you are feeling now by not having that goal. Her pain, she realized, was that she really feared being slender and attractive again, because more than a decade before the time we were working together, when she was slender, she had cheated on her husband. And so she didn't trust herself to be slender again. She was deeply afraid that she would disappoint her husband, and her husband never knew about her infidelity. But she was so filled with shame and guilt that she truly feared that if she felt sexy and attractive, then she would be tempted by other men again. Now you see, consciously, for 10 years she had suffered trying diet after diet after diet, falling into the cravings, feeling unmotivated, feeling uninspired. But when we discovered what it was that was truly keeping her stuck in her status quo, we were able to clear that guilt. We were able to clear that fear and build her self-trust again. And I'm happy to tell you that in 3 years, she has kept that weight off. And she and her husband are happier than ever. In fact, we're still Facebook friends. I see her all the time. She and her husband traveling together, spending time together, especially now that they're practically empty nesters. So self-sabotage is a deeply hidden piece within our subconscious mind. And until we get increase our emotions for the out for the end result, the joyful emotions for the end result, and clear those negative emotions, the fear of what it's going to cost, then we will stay on that hamster wheel. That reminds me of another client as well. She had problems with money. She had a poverty consciousness. And every time she would have a little extra money that she could actually play with, do something that she enjoyed, something would come up and she would have to spend it, like on repairs or something that she didn't want to do. And when she came to me, she came to me as a referral, as most of my clients do. She realized that there was this pattern, that every time she saved up for money, save up for something fun, something would happen, and she would have to forego the fun. But just before she came in to see me, she had just saved up enough money for her first vacation in years. And she'd been saving for months, and she was really, really excited. And just within days, when she was about to make her reservations, I think she was going to take a cruise with some friends. They've been planning for a long time, and she was about to make her airline reservations and buy her ticket. And just a couple of days before, a pipe had broke in her upstairs bathroom, and it flooded her bathroom, and her kitchen ceiling fell in. And the cost to repair it was almost to the dime what she had saved for her vacation, what she needed for her vacation. And I know you can imagine her own devastation. And I know you may be thinking, now, wait a minute, that seems out of her control. That doesn't seem like self-sabotage at all. But it is. And when you understand that every single experience is an inner mirror of your unconscious beliefs and truth, then you will understand and begin to master self-sabotage when outside events seem to happen at the worst possible time. Now, during our work together, we discovered her deep-seated belief that was formed as a child about money. She had learned that to spend money on frivolous things that were unnecessary, impractical, was irresponsible. And her subconscious mind was kicking in and protecting her from being irresponsible with her money. See, although she consciously wanted to travel, although she wanted to splurge and allow herself the luxuries of living, her subconscious mind was making sure that her money only went to things that her parents didn't identify as frivolous. She was amazed when we made this discovery. And when we cleared it from her subconscious mind, her finances really began to shift. And she even began to make more and more money, because when she was afraid that all of her money was just going to have to go to repairs and unfun, painful expenses, she really shut down the flow of money as well. So when we cleared that, she was able to make more and more money. So those are just a couple of examples of how self-sabotage can show up in our lives. And we could spend the evening here talking about different ways self-sabotage can show up. And I think one of the key pieces I really want you to understand is that even outside circumstances are a reflection of our internal beliefs and what's going on within the subconscious. So let us begin on the steps of how to begin to step by step outsmart your subconscious mind. Know what you want. I know this sounds really simple, and you're like, seriously, Michelle, this isn't my first rodeo, but you have to really want it. And the reason why I say this is I made this mistake just a few weeks ago. I had decided to do a 10-day juice fast. My entire family, extended family, we had all watched this documentary on Netflix about juicing and the power of a 60-day, that's right, 60-day juice fast and the benefits of it. And there were people on that documentary and that had just amazing results even in just doing a 10-day juice fast. And, you know, I was gung-ho. I love being healthy. I know that I have my own downfalls when it comes to, like, sugar and Starbucks and those kinds of things. And so I was really wanting to do a cleanse, and I was really motivated. And we seriously went and bought a $350 juicer, very good juicer, and went and bought $150 it was that week of organic vegetables to juice, because it takes, let me tell you, it takes a bucket load of vegetables to make juice, especially if you're nothing but drinking that juice 3 meals a day for 10 days. Now, I was excited about this. I was ready to go. The vegetables were washed. And let me tell you, I lasted 3.5 days. And I know how the mind works. And I knew that it was going to be hell for the first 3 days. Well, it was hell for the first 3.5 days. I was hungry all the time. Loved the juices, but I was hungry all the time. It didn't matter how much juice I drank, I was not getting full. So it lasted 3.5 days. And you know what? When I really came down to it, and I knew it because I posted on Facebook that today was the first day of my 10-day juice cleanse, 10-day juice fast. And as I'm typing it, in the back of my mind, I'm going, there's no way I'm doing 10 days. There's no way I'm doing 10 days. Part of me didn't even really want to do 10 days. I knew that at the time. I really just kind of wanted what they call in the movie a reboot. And 3 days was enough. And that's what I had prepared myself ultimately for. I had unconsciously, even though I was conscious of it, I didn't really notice that I kept saying, all I have to do is get through the first 3 days. All I have to do is get through the first 3 days. And the reason why I was saying that was because I knew those 3 days would be the hardest. That's what I thought. When I woke up on the fourth day and it was just as hard, I was so hungry, my head hurt even worse, I was really going through the detox, I was hangry. You know how you get angry when you're hungry? And I really didn't want to harm any of my family. You know, I caved. I ate. And I knew it. And when I ate, I realized that I really didn't want to do 10 days. That part of me really didn't wasn't committed to the 10 days. So that's why I say you really have to know that it is what you want, not what you think you should want or what you think you should be able to do or what you think everybody else wants you to do. It has to be very clearly, absolutely what you want. And I tell you, I knew it at the time when I was typing in on Facebook that I really didn't want to do 10 days. And so that's why I say that. Step one, know what you want. And that can be sometimes a stumper. And I tell you where my clients get stuck on that is when they say, I don't know what I want. Maybe you're saying that right now, Michelle. Oh my God, the first step, I can't even get past the first step, is I don't know what I want. Here's what I find with women especially, is that you do know what you want. You're just afraid that you can't have that. You're afraid you're setting your expectations too high. So really, don't editorialize yourself. Don't make excuses. Really just write down what you want, not what you think you can have, what is possible, what everyone else in your life thinks you can have. Or, you know, if you're a people pleaser, you're going to start worrying about, well, what's everybody going to think? How is this going to affect everybody else's life? That is part of your subconscious mind trying to keep you comfortable. So just start writing down what it is you want and feel the emotions that come up in your body. That's step one. Step two, I want you to become aware of the benefits of having what you want. If it's having that book written, if it's losing the weight, if it's taking better care of yourself, even if it's falling in love with yourself, if it's really building a strong, loving relationship with yourself, whatever your goal is, whatever you decide in step one what it is you want, I want you to become crystal clear about the benefits of having it. And really write that out. Writing this down is so important. Don't just think about it. You know, thinking about it keeps it in the ethers. It keeps it non-physical. There is a lot of power of taking your thoughts and putting it down on paper, putting it in your journal. You might call it a success journal or a vision journal, or this is how I grow myself journal. You write it all down in as much detail. How is your life going to change for the better when you reach these end results? And how are your loved ones' lives going to be better when you reach this end result? How are they going to benefit? We're women. We never do things just for ourselves. I mean, most of the time our motivation comes from, even if I go get a massage, I know that I'm going to be better for my family because of it. When I go to the gym in the morning and I do a couple miles on the treadmill, I know I'm better for my family because of it. So go into as much detail and really build up the good. Why is it you want that end result? Because the reason why you do this is because when it gets hard, when an obstacle pops up in front of you, when you're like my client's kitchen ceiling falls down, she's going to forget why. She lost hope. I'm never going to be able to do what I want to do. I'll never get to spend my money the way I want to. She lost hope. So that's why you want this good. Your subconscious mind is the emotional mind. And so you really want to identify the emotions you are going to feel in as much detail as possible. Now, the third step is to really identify and become aware of the pain that your current circumstances are creating. Again, that sounds simple, but it's huge. And you've got to write this down. What are you missing out on by not achieving this goal, by not taking the steps every single day? Really consider how much worse your circumstances can get if you continue to deny yourself the outcomes that you really want. How does this affect your family negatively? How does it affect those around you? How does it affect your clients? Make the pain big. am bigger. You see, most of us, if you're anything like me, I used to brag about having a high threshold of pain. I thought that was good. Well, it's not so good because it means we're going to tolerate what we don't want for longer. So you need to really get clear on how your circumstances are creating a life that you're uncomfortable with. Really build that pain up because your pain threshold has gotten stronger and stronger. You have learned to tolerate more and more. Now, to really increase the pain, I want you to become aware of the pain of not changing. Imagine yourself in 6 months if you don't make the changes you want to change. And then a year, 5 years, 10 years down the road, if you keep talking to yourself, because you know what? We make this mistake. We make this mistake in thinking that we have all the time in the world. So notice how your situation is going to get progressively worse if you don't make the changes now. And to really drive this home, what if you were to die in 2 weeks unexpectedly? How would you feel on your deathbed? As Dr. Wayne Dyer, he says, don't die with your song in you. Think about how you would feel if you never took the action that you really want to take, and write it down. Write it all down in as much detail. Because you see, if you can make the pain of your circumstances now bigger than the pain of achieving your goal and make the joy of achieving your goal, even if it's getting your taxes done, focus on the pain that that's going to bring if you don't get them done. Even if it's just 2 days spent doing nothing but taxes, that was painful. It was stressful for me. I missed out on lots of activities that I could have been doing that weekend. It sucked. So make that pain real. Make it bigger than the pain of going through the process. And make the end result become so clear about the end result, the joy, the freedom, the peace of mind that it's done. Now, all of this is being recorded, so if you don't get it all written down, you better get this recording in your email later tonight, and you can go over it again. So, step number four. Number one, foremost, the biggest problem I see with the women I work with is they are perfectionists. Perfectionists. And that holds them back. Because if you don't think you can't do it, if you don't think you can do it perfectly, you will not do it at all. And I can hear you all nodding your head. So, the fourth step is to accept that your mind, your subconscious mind, is going to kick and scream and fight to keep your circumstances exactly as they are. Making this change is going to be hard sometimes. You're not going to always feel motivated. You're not always going to feel inspired for it. Accept that you may fall for the tactics of your subconscious mind. Accept that. Accept that it's going to fight you tooth and nail, and you may get exhausted, you may get tired, and you may just say, oh, to hell with it. And you may give in. Accept that. But here's what you're going to do differently. You will not beat yourself up. You will see what the subconscious mind said and did. You will see the circumstances under which you broke. And you will know more about yourself. You will know where your weaknesses are so you can be aware of them. So that when they creep up, you can see what's happening. And you will not beat yourself up. You will not tell yourself you have failed again. You will not tell yourself that you don't feel worthy of your success. You will not tell yourself that you are weak. Because now you know that this is the power of the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind is there to protect you from all costs. And that's why you have written down why you want what you want, because in those moments when that subconscious mind is telling you, no, 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 you have written down why you want it. You have written down what your life is going to look like in 6 months if you don't get it. And that's going to make you want to change the day, and you're going to begin again stronger and smarter because now you know what breaks you. And you can become aware because it's going to tell you that maybe this isn't the right time. The ceiling falls in. This isn't the right time. You start your workout program and you get the flu. This isn't the right time. No, you just begin again because your subconscious mind will go as far as making you physically ill. But if you drink your juice every morning, it won't be able to do that. Just as a side note. And you know, I learned over the past year working with coaches that what stopped me from building the business that I've always wanted, exactly the way I wanted it, is the fear of being a bad mom. That's what stopped me. That's what had stopped me. That was where my weakness was. And when I became aware of that weakness, then I could release that and turn it around. And that's step five. Become aware and release your unconscious fears that trigger your subconscious mind, that trigger that self-doubt. You know, I know I'm not the only one. When we decide to go for something, we wonder how our family is going to suffer from our going for what we want. These beliefs are below your consciousness. Now, I've been doing this work, discovering these beliefs for 14 years. And I've gotten very good and very fast at identifying the belief system. It can instantly trigger your subconscious programming that wants to keep you safe at all costs. But I have yet to be able to effectively identify my own. And that's why getting my own mentor, my own coach, has literally transformed my life. And you may be thinking, well, why is that? Why can't you discover your unconscious beliefs? And I tell you, because these stories seem like truth. Our subconscious stories become so a part of who we are that they feel as much like the truth as gravity. Consider the woman who couldn't spend money joyfully on her pleasurable activities because she had experience after experience that made her spend her money on practical items, that she believed that it was true. Her parents had always told her that to spend money on travel, to spend money on luxuries, was frivolous and irresponsible. So she kept having these experiences, which only reinforced her unconscious belief, which she didn't know was just a belief or just a story. It seemed like the law to her. It seemed like her law. Because most of the people she hung around with had the same experience too, which is also how the subconscious mind works. So by having my own mentor, it has helped me identify my glass ceiling that I didn't even know existed so that I could bust through them. So those are your five steps. Let's go over them. I want to make sure you have them. Step number one is to know what you want. Get clarity on that. Make sure it's not a should want. Become aware of the good of having it. Why is it you want it? What are the benefits of your life changing? Then identify the pain of not changing. Make it big. Step number four is crucial. It is crucial that you accept that your mind, your subconscious mind, is going to kick and scream. When your alarm goes off to get up to go to the gym at 6 a.m., your odds are that you may have a few days where you're excited and motivated and inspired to do it, but that's going to wear off and your subconscious mind is going to go, oh, you need more sleep. Oh, you've gone 4 days in a row, you deserve a break. Oh, maybe you're too sore. So just be aware that that is your mind at work to protect you. And five is to become aware of those unconscious beliefs. Now, uncovering those unconscious beliefs can be very difficult on your own. So, if you are someone that is tired of spinning your wheels, maybe you've lost that trust in yourself because you've begun before, and you've fallen off before, and you've judged it as failure, and you just haven't been able to bust through those beliefs that have been holding you back. And if you're ready to do whatever it takes to overcome your propensity to sabotage yourself and finally become your greatest fan, your biggest cheerleader, and your most powerful advocate, then you may be ready for my 6-week Outsmart Self-Sabotage teleseminar. So whether your goal is to conquer procrastination, increase your level of self-love or self-esteem, write a book, painting, start a business, or lose weight, this program will not only teach you how to outsmart self-sabotage, but begin to shift your mind so that you can recognize it and stop it in its tracks. So let me discuss with you what we'll be working on throughout this 6-week program. Week one will prepare you for change. As I explained earlier, your subconscious mind hates change. So the first thing we're going to do is to put it at ease, to begin to prepare it for change via hypnosis. We will also identify ways that you can prepare your conscious mind and your environment for that change so you can set yourself up for success. Week two is that we're going to identify who you need to become in order to begin to resonate at the energy of your end result, whatever that goal is. We are shifting our energy and our vibration to become that person. So we will identify who that is for you. And we will identify what's holding you back. In other words, why haven't you achieved your end goal already? So we'll begin to identify the barriers and beliefs. Week number 3, we will begin to overcome the obstacles that are keeping you from progress, those fears, those negative beliefs. We will talk about dissonance, understand dissonance, and how to powerfully and confidently move through it without losing ground, without losing momentum. Whenever we seek to change, we will always experience dissonance because we are shifting our energy before the energy of our environment shifts. Many people, especially spiritual people, will think this is a sign that they're on the wrong path, and that is just not true. In week 4, we will begin to identify your deep-seated beliefs that trigger your subconscious mind. Just like the client I mentioned that she was more afraid of losing the weight, and we realized it was because she had been disloyal to her husband, that was a deep-seated trigger. She did not even see that one coming. Week 4, we're going to begin to discover those for you through a powerful line of questioning. We will discover what's hidden for you. In week 5, we will begin to release those deep-seated beliefs and emotions at a deep level, really purging them, really releasing them. All the while, all of these works, all of these weeks, you are taking action. You are moving forward on that goal. And week by week, we are releasing you and lightening you in your subconscious mind, lightening your energy, lifting your energy to move and begin to resonate with your end result. Week 6 will be time for additional releasing, additional hypnotherapy, and a Q&A session. Now, this is my outline. I know I work at an intuitive level, and I like to meet my clients' needs. So some of that may change. If we're working through the weeks and you have questions, comments, we get stuck on something, we need some more time on something, I will shift the schedule to meet your needs. And because I value deep work and profound transformation, I'm going to keep this class relatively small at only 20 participants. So there's only going to be 20 of you. And I see there's about 60 of you that have joined the call. So there will only be 20 of you for this class to keep it small, keep it intimate, so we can really work on those deep-seated emotions. Now, we will begin this class on January 25th. And it will run consecutive Mondays from January 25th on. We will go straight through the last day of February, February 29th, a leap year. Isn't that fantastic? And so it will be every Monday from about 6 p.m., from exactly 6 p.m., we will run 60 minutes to 75 minutes. After each call, that we will be open for Q&A so that I can best serve you. Now, the cost for this class for the next 24 hours, whether you're listening to this call live or you're listening to this call as a recording, which I will send out shortly in about a half an hour or so, if you register for this class in the next 24 hours, it's $199 to pay it in full, or you can do two payments of $110. $110 to register today, and then in 30 days, $110 more. I really want to make this class affordable. I want it to be transformative for you. And after the 24 hours, beginning Wednesday morning, the class will go up to $247. That will also include a toupee. So don't worry, you can make two payments if you come in at the $247 level. Now, here's something else I want to do. For the first five people that register, I'm offering a free 30-minute consultation to help you get clarity on what it is you want to do during this class, whether it's lose weight, write a book, start a business, conquer procrastination, or develop a loving relationship with yourself. If you're not sure what angle you should be taking, then this will be a time for free 30 minutes on the phone. I can help you get clarity on what direction you should take. All of these classes will be recorded and emailed to you. So if you can't be live every single Monday from 6 to 7:15 p.m., you will get the class in your inbox, whether you're there or not there. So you're going to have this collection of six classes to refer to. Because let me tell you, each and every time you up your game, every time you want to try something new, you want to make more money, you want to write another book, that self-sabotage is going to rear its ugly head again, and you're going to have this step-by-step process to keep taking you further and further and further. So something else that has happened is that Mercury is retrograde, and I have had some technical difficulties, and my page that I created for you to register for this class is not working. Some of you might be thinking, is that self-sabotage? And currently I am blaming Mercury retrograde. So registering for this class is going to be a little different than what I anticipated, but it's quite possible. I have sent you an email with all of this information. You should probably already have it in your inbox. And if you want to register for this class, simply reply to that email. And in that email, tell me if you want to do a toupee or if you want to pay the $199 in full. And I will send you a PayPal invoice. If you would rather pay by a credit card over the telephone with me, then when you reply to my email, put your phone number in it and I will call you. Now, as the emails come into me, if it's the first five emails that I get that will get the free consultation. So as long as you pay promptly, you're not going to get the consultation if you were in the first five and you didn't pay. That's for the first five that are registered. You're registered when you pay. So you can either do $199 today or $110, and then in 30 days, do $110 again. So whatever it is you want to do, whether it's make more money, lose weight, write a book, start painting, build a business, conquer procrastination, this is the program for you. I've really put my heart and soul into it because I know how much I have suffered and how much my life has changed when I understood that it's the power of the mind that works against us and how we can begin to master that. So simply to register, reply to the email that I have sent you. I'm going to go ahead and unmute all of you, and we can take about 5 or 10 minutes for questions. If you have any questions, okay, I have unmuted you. If you have a question, just say your name, and I will respond, and you can go on in case there's more than one question at a time. Are there any questions?
Michelle, this is Catherine Hall. I just wanted to verify the dates and times. Are they Mondays?
They are Mondays starting January 25th, and we will go through every consecutive Monday through the month of February.
Okay. I was planning something and missed it. So that's all I needed to know.
Okay. Okay, excellent. Thank you for asking. Thank you for being here. Are there any other questions? I'm sorry, did I miss something? All right, then. If there are no further questions, we will close this call. Check your email and simply send a reply to register, and I will take the first 5 for your free consultation. Thank you all for being here. Have a great evening, and I look forward to talking to you soon.